I thank you, Mr. Chair. Belgium aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and wishes to add a few elements in its national capacity. Belgium wishes to add its voice to those delegations that have underscored the importance of national implementation reports as a crucial tool to enhance transparency. The first effort to be undertaken is to increase the number of reports submitted. One incentive could reside in the establishment of a list of states having respected their Action 20 duty and turning this into an official document of the review conference as suggested by the European Union in its working paper. Moreover, we do not sufficiently seize the opportunity to use the implementation reports as a basis for constructive discussion. Presently, dialogue about these reports largely depends on the willingness of nuclear weapon states to engage in such a conversation, often in informal settings such as side events. We support the proposal to initiate a peer review process as proposed by the EU, whereby the review cycle would be used to organize dedicated interactive sessions to discuss national implementation reports. Both nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states bear a responsibility in implementing the treaty in a comprehensive and transparent manner. Therefore, we could agree to sessions for both nuclear weapon and non-nuclear weapon states. However, the time allotted to these sessions should take into account the special responsibility of the nuclear weapon states, especially with regard to Article 6 implementation. For reasons of time management, consideration could be given to organizing the sessions for the non-nuclear weapon states on a voluntary basis or through a selection process. Nuclear weapon states do not have to wait to act. Currently, there is a clear disparity in levels of transparency between them. All should strive to the highest level of transparency. A standard template for reporting would be warmly, if I may, welcomed by my delegation and mostly useful in this regard. I thank you, Mr. Chair.